Such a deep meditation. I think I could have just kept going for the next half hour and then said, okay, good night. It's just, if you're like, But it's still good to have a time to talk. I'll reassess later if I want to bring it back to being a 90-minute long process and then hang it up, because it's good to have a moment to express. Express our experience of it. By doing so, it not only helps to bring it deeper into the body, because your physical body, the lower energy fields, they receive it a lot through the resonance of your voice and the vibration in the physical cells. But it also has a wonderful effect of, by hearing other people's perspectives, sometimes it helps us understand our own more. So it's like double whammy. Love this discovery of the beams of light that come out of our heels. Whoa. And I've worked a lot with heart, foot chakras before, but I've never tapped into specifically the heel as this like beam of light that anchors us in. Very interesting. So if you want to share, or if you have any questions, or you want to share what you talked about. Perfect timing. Someone's writing that they just did a really intense foot chakra acupuncture session today. Oh, perfectly aligned with doing some deep energy work.
You want to go, Jenna? You can go first.
I would try to understand better how everybody uses their energies and how they use it in their life. So I think that's really interesting. I was able to, I'll be honest, also since I left Mexico, I haven't been in my regular routine. So in terms of getting back into meditation was kind of challenging to have a regular. So it was actually good today to kind of just quiet. It's been feeling more of a go. And I think as a result of that, my connection and my meditation wasn't as strong as it has been in the past. However, I still felt the love and energy, and I still felt I felt the connection of source in that even with my eyes closed, I felt this, the love, the warmth, and the knowing that everything is good, and the knowing that I'm moving in the right direction. And so I think in the past, I would be hard on myself. Remember, I'd be hard on myself. Stay focused, stay in this thing. I just allowed my body to feel what I felt. I was able to kind of relax into that because also being a different country, my time shift is kind of off. Was kind of hard to stay into it as much. However, I definitely will try to listen to it when I get a chance. I'm in the city right now in Manila, so there's a lot of kind of go. I'm on a schedule, so
Yeah. Are you traveling?
so it's a little bit difficult. So when I go to another island in the Philippines, my husband and I are gonna be spending 5 days at the beach, so things will be a lot less pressured. And
Yeah.
I think I want to be able to just reconnect and just really soak it all in and kind of eliminate my distractions around me so I think absorb it better, like just connect to it better. So what I learned from this, I'm sorry, this is a little bit off on a tangent, but it's what I learned from this is that I know the reason why my husband and I chose Mexico is I feel so much more connected with source being in an area or an environment that I'm closest to nature with very little distractions in terms of outside energies, outside factors, that I feel like a sense of, I feel that my sensitivity is heightened. And when I am in a large city and things like this, it's definitely challenging me to stay more grounded in that, right? So I do appreciate that I made time and I set my alarm and took the time to do this with you all, because I know, I think my soul really needed it. So even though I wasn't as into it and connected as I have been in the past, I know I can get there again, but I think once the
Of course.
distractions are gone, just be a lot easier. So again, it's just a learning process, and I think the more traveling that I do, and I am going to be in areas of distraction, I'm kind of teaching myself to be able to connect regardless of my environment. So I think that's my next step. But in the moment, I feel like, okay, I've got the foundation down ever since being in Mexico, that it's like, okay, that's the thing, that's my next thing I need to do is, no matter where I am, I need to be able to ground and connect myself regardless of my environment or my schedule. So that's
That's a beautiful thing
definitely.
to understand, right? And to know and to
Yes.
choose to practice consciously.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So I
cool.
just wanted to share that because I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, I hate this clock. So
Well,
I
thank
need
you
to
for
get up
joining us
early.
from another from while you were traveling, and
That's okay.
off to your
And
appointment
I
and
will be
redo the
actually.
meditation. Yeah. It's awesome
So
to redo
the
them.
next one I'm actually on in flight to Vietnam on the 31st. So I may be missing that one. That will be the next leg of the trip.
Recording's
So
available a couple of hours
I'll do
after, so.
my best. But hello everyone, nice to see everyone again. I'll reconnect for sure. I'm back in Mexico in September. I'll be more grounded.
Awesome. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Sorry to leave so soon. Love y'all.
We understand. Thanks for sharing.
Bye.
Bye. Think you wanted to go, Lewis?
Kind of forgot what I was going to say. I
Yeah,
was too mentally into it. It felt very familiar,
familiar.
like as in, like I felt as we were doing it that I was able to access parts of myself that I haven't been in a while, like a long time.
Nice.
So like there was a familiarity with being like able to embody more of that, like consciousness. With the ball, like the ball going down, reminded me of the New Year's ball or something. Just like slowly going down the, like it was very easy for me to feel like the ball going down. And I think the biggest thing was just finding the balance between like there needing to be effort and just effortless meditation. Which is a theme that I've been actually looking at. Like I'm watching this guy Kyle Cease on YouTube, and he talks about there not needing to be effort at a certain point because it's like everything's already aligned. And when like you're following your soul, there's it's almost effortless because everything just aligns perfectly with that calling. So I think that was like what stood out the most for me, and able to like go back and forth. Like I was relying on my breath a lot, but then if I wasn't breathing, it's like I couldn't feel it. So there was almost this belief that if you're not breathing, then you're not doing the meditation. So it may be tricky how your mind tries to like
It
take you
is.
out of it, like the presence. And so being able to do both at the same time was interesting. Like, because I could breathe and feel it charge up, and then at the same time, I already felt it. So I think it was just the intention of becoming aware of what our intentions are with the breathing and the being.
Yeah,
Correct.
it's really cool. That's what was coming in for the meditation for me before the call. It was like, because I do a lot of intentional breathing in meditation, and then I was like, okay, and just let it go. It's still happening. And then it's like, oh,
Yeah.
it
Same.
is. Yeah,
Sounds like you start like a waterfall, like you get the water and you break the barrier, and then once the water flows, it happens.
then it's just about becoming aware that it's already happening, which is kind of the same idea of, surrendering to the flow and realizing, your soul already knows what's going on. Everything's already happening.
I did actually. I had that come up to me, and I felt a big release of energy once I heard in my. I heard like mentally. I heard loving witness to the process or something like that. I felt like my energy field actually opened up more once that mental like process was more relaxed with that,
Absolutely.
just surrendering to being a witness,
Yeah.
not trying to be so involved and like controlling.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun. I liked it. Thank you, Julie.
Cool. Yeah, it's a nice one. I definitely redo it. Well, do it because when I'm doing it, when I'm giving it to you, I'm not like I'm doing it in me, but I'm more feeling what's going on in your bodies, and then whatever wants to come in. So even I get to, I'm gonna re-listen to this and get to receive it more completely. Jenna.
I do that often. I'll channel certain things and then I have to keep listening to it and actually be the receiver. It's two very different experiences. My mom called, and so I had to go take that call, and she's usually super brief, and it was a administrative thing. Debt collectors found her number, called her, and so got me totally vortexed up into that. And my mom is telling me what to do, and I'm just like, Mom, I was just so blissed out, and now I'm just in that whole experience. And so witnessing that, which is good because I can witness what I'm telling her, and I'm like, that's not true. Like, I this thing, like seeing what I'm putting into language, and I still put it in language and witnessed it. I'm like, okay, I can work on pulling back from that and actually not having it be that way. So that was expansive. Thank you for what you're creating. And yeah, there's this aspect of knowing what you're creating is giving language and context for my experience and what I've got going on at such a soul level. And I've had such just, it's not necessarily resistance, it's just, it has not taken shape and form on my timeline. And being here today is this experience of like, it's the, I've yet to experience anything that like taps me in and like connects me to what's actually going on in such a way. So, there's a degree of just staying in whatever this taps me into that is what I really need at the end of the day for function. And this constant fight that shows up and this constant pendulum swing of expression that I've got where it's like I've been so repressed and now I'm out. Like there's like I will express anything and I have no holds bar on expression. And so actually understanding how I actually want to be embodied is where it's really uncomfortable for me. And I really love the like unadulterated, raw, do not give two shits expression is like my favorite. And it's doesn't make many friends. And so I'm still trying to function of like, okay, how do I actually operate here in a way that is functional?
Well, I think I would say what it does is make friends that really appreciate people that can just explode and say whatever they think at any time. Just in the even in the language you're using right now, like have fun reading a little bit about the masochistic structure, like that kind of held it in, and like their healing process of like just allowing themselves to express anything, however it wants to come out, however explosive, however aggressive, like and stop this like thing if I have like and then. So there's a mixture of schizoid going on, and like you'll see, like read the chapters I sent. It's really worth it, and
I really
especially the
got
second one. Like,
I got connected to the schizoid, and I don't think I would have connected to that. And that is exactly what I've been walking. So thank you for putting those two together.
Yeah.
And yeah, it has been that way. And where I'm at is this expression of like this like utter destruction that I've created for a year. And I'm like, I just don't know how to function now because I've just waylaid everything. So it's this feeling like I've destroyed, and just the hot mess or the shame script that wants to play again. And so thank you for that. And there's just a degree of like, I have no fucking clue what people think about me, and it's probably not good. Like, that's how I end up, like, that's like what haunts me.
Let's rephrase that. You have no idea what people's egos think about you. And at the end of the day, we have to decide, are we going to build our life based on what people's egoic structures and defense structures think, which is based on their belief systems and their reactions to your behavior? Or are we going to seek to be surrounded by people that are, you know, interacting at a deeper level than that?
I feel that. And so, I really behave. I've been getting behave from masculine energetics or masculine people in my life. I just got another one comment today that was just like, why do it this way? And it's just like, I just don't see that same line of questioning towards men who stand and say their opinions. And it's very fascinating.
And fun.
It is.
That's what we're seeing in the world too, right? It's like all these energetic behavior patterns that are established between feminine and masculine energy, between, you know, different character structures, between this, between that, between the past, the future, like all that. And it's like, we can just kind of like step back and kind of observe it and be like, oh, interesting. Because anything you're reacting to, that's yours to work on.
I find it so fun. I just am so fun alone. It's not fun being alone. So I'm like, let me behave. So I'm not so alone is how it shows up.
Yeah, but that's a belief. Okay. There's a belief in there to play with.
Yeah.
To play with and see like, could it be? Could it be?
So here what gets there is me being me creates a degree of permission for those in my inner circle that is, yeah.
That's what they yes. want. Exactly. And that's something super important. I was saying at the beginning of the call, sometime in during my half hour blitz of presenting my ideas, is by you refusing to play along with people's belief systems and the structures that they've created in the process is how we help them free themselves from that. Because if we support their beliefs by accepting their behaviors, by justifying their belief systems through whatever behaviors they have, we're saying, yes, your belief system is the truth. Okay. So it's like this weird thing where if you decide to be yourself and you decide to rock the boat, you're actually letting everyone know like, hey, you could be free.
Yes, it's so true.
And it's not a fun road in the sense that, of course, whoever's not free and doesn't feel safe being free are going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Behave, you know, like...
But at
the end of the day, you're actually creating a context in which people say, hey, we're allowed, you're allowed to not behave. You're allowed to say whatever you want to say. So just, yeah, I always kind of like hold that little, without it being like, I'm here to show everyone that they can, no, because then that becomes another role, right? Like, it's just understanding that just being in absolute integrity with yourself at all times and whatever wants to come out, and allow your soul to express. That's what you're here to do.
Yeah.
Regardless of how others receive it.
A long time to have access to do that. Oh, thank you. I just received that really big of like, I've been working really hard to do this. Please don't shut me up. Like, just let me be. Oh, that's big. Thank you. I feel that really big. Thank you. That permission there. And it really is that. Just weary. This is weary. I think that's where I'm at. I'm just so weary of I have such a campaign for freedom and I'm so loud about it. And I just haven't connected with those That's where it's just, yeah. So that's where I'm really excited.
Yeah, so there's a mixture of things that just like, I want to say a couple of things. You're weary of how people react.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. What you need to start discovering is the people that are responding.
Mm-hmm.
Some people respond, some people react. Some people talk to you through their soul, some people talk to you through their egoic structure. And people's egoic structures is about them and their belief system. Like, you can't be codependent and need people to react a certain way to what you're doing. You need to be in your soul expression regardless of how others react. And that's how you start finding people that respond.
Thank you for that.
So the burnout comes from trying to control how egoic structures are reacting. And it's like, you can't control them because they're reacting to their own stuff.
That's so potent. And I just got newly too. I have a long road of people who just ignore me. And so, like, I'll poke the bear and I'll send something and they just ignore me. So I'm really getting this react and respond. And then the third option of just flat ignore. And so not seeing it as a bad thing. Like, I'm just like, what did I do wrong? Like, what can I do differently? And
That's true freedom. That's the freedom. The freedom is in stopping to think it's about us and us having done something wrong. Once again, please read the chapters, that the two chapters I sent, because you're going to be like, oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that. But you're also going to be able to understand what the other person's doing, even your interaction with your mom that you just had. If you read that chapter I sent like a couple of days ago, you're actually going to see the energy dynamics and be like, yes, that's exactly what's going on in there.
I'll do that.
But she also gives, like, what do you do to not be in that reactive? How can you be in a responsive state to a character structure's reactive energy so that you can actually help them shift out of it? And that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's gold.
That is gold. And in the push-pull dynamic, because I feel like I have a close relationship that's in the push-pull.
Mm-hmm. That's the masochistic one.
That's clear. Yeah, we're both in that bucket. We're destroying the planet. It's awesome. I love it so much. Okay, I'm complete. Thank you for that.
Nice to see you, Jenna.
It's so good to be here. Thank you for this.
All right. I know you look so comfortable. She's like, Karine, let's go.
Hello. I love you all. And thank you for your sharing, Gina, because, you know, it's just new for me to, for everyone, for sharing everyone, Louis, everyone. Okay, but it's just, I relate to what you just said, because it took me a while to understand that when I'm expressing myself, like, most of the time it's coming from my heart or from life through me, and that I don't have to be afraid of what life's trying to do through me with others, which, whatever it is, good or seems to be bad or whatever it is. Because most of the time, like, when I said things, even if I didn't feel good, have that role to play, it was essential, like, for me, for others, and for the present moment. And for today, I cannot explain. I cannot say a word about what I live, you know, but what I can say, though, is I was truly needing to be with all of you guys and doing this meditation, because I feel released and I feel more grounded and peace, and have so many things happening with me this week, and I was almost starting to do a healing massage, like, when you said, are you coming? I would just sit my ass outside on the chair, and I was saying, oh shit, we are Wednesday? And it's happening since like 3 Wednesdays in a row or 4 Wednesdays in a row that something is holding me from being there at that class. And today I just said, like, hey, no, you really need that. You really need that to lay down. I wanted to lay down when I woke up this morning. So I had so many things to do today that the first thing when I opened my eyes, saying, like, oh, I'm going to do a nap when I come back. I'm going to do a nap when I finish this. I'm going to do a nap when I do that. And by the time it's, oh, I'm going to do the massage at 7. And you wrote me at 7 something. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm finally not going to do a nap, but I'm going to do meditation.
Which is even better than a nap most of the time.
Yeah. So just thank you, and like I cannot really share. And this is also something that I receive and learn and accept this week is you have to live certain things for yourself. You're not obligated to share every beautifulness, every pieces of God or every pieces of the source, or sometimes you can just keep it for yourself and enjoying it and embrace it and just vibrate into it. So when you do something with and for others or for yourself, you recharge. You know, you are recharged, and this is essential, I guess. You know, I think we cannot always give, and expect people to give to us if we don't accept to receive. You know, like if we don't think that we deserve to receive that love without sharing it. This is a big chunk for me. You cannot know because it's not everybody is knowing me here, but like it's a big, big chunk for me. I can share one little thing is I asked God this week, are you with me and are you protecting me? And I was looking up the sky. And it was the night of the shooting stars, but I am in Montreal. And a huge 5 seconds after I asked that question, a huge slow shooting star passed over my head in Montreal to say to me, yes, I am. And when I tried to share it with someone else, they couldn't listen. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind. I have so many words I want to get out of my mouth, but I don't mind. It was for me. It was for my soul.
Yeah.
And I deserve it. Yeah. So this is my little sharing of this week.
I like it.
Thank you. You know me. It's hard for me for doing that. Just to keep it for myself. Like, oh. Why? It's so boring, you know? Like, I understand. This is
but
why
it's
I relate
not,
to
right?
You,
Gina. You're keeping it as a precious
gift. It is.
Yeah.
Exactly. And really, like, since... Because my week, this is my weekend for me. So my week are different than others for a couple of 2 years from now. And since a week about, I just enjoy and understand and accept and receive that life puts me in a alone process. So I can really truly understand that it's essential for what I came here to do. Like I came here for spreading that love and realign hearts to, you know, our soul to with people. I don't know how to express it yet, but I know why I came here, but I didn't know that I had to protect myself, and I had not to protect myself, but I had to reserve sometimes just for my being, just
to recharge,
to be grateful.
To be
able
to recharge
and gratefulness and gratitude. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's especially important for us teachers.
Yeah, we're not obligated to do things for even God or even the source would not ask us to do things all the time for others. Mm. It will ask us
the most important thing it asks you is to receive it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it was so hard to understand that.
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm. Man, what a great wisdom to finally connect to. I think Jenna wants to say something to you.
I look for shares like that. So I don't know if you follow me on Instagram or not. If like, I'm always sharing, just I live inside of it all the time. So anytime people want to share what's going on and the wild stuff like that, I live for it. If you want to share.
Where? Like on your page?
Or yeah, just if you follow me on Facebook or if you're on Instagram, just a personal direct message. I'm open.
I'm going to search for you with Julie. She's going to help me.
Well, that'd be amazing.
Thanks.
That would light me up more than anything is getting to hear other people's experiences.
Okay. That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for everyone.
Well. We're on the 2-hour mark, but happy to get me. Let's have a little share from
Hey, just a little share. Today, I really felt just like things are shifting, you know, within me. This meditation was like made me really feel like the edges of my aura and how things are shifting. So
Ooh.
that's quite nourishing. And I also felt my, yeah, the energy in my feet quite a lot. Yeah, I didn't have as many difficulties as sometimes, so that's good. I did nod off for a bit of it. Hopefully not too much, but when you're nodding off, you really don't know.
It's like we're out of time during the meditation, eh? It's like how do you
Yeah.
gauge time from there, man?
Yeah. And I do believe that in some ways, you absorb it more that way.
Of course. Subconscious level, yeah.
Yeah. So this was very nourishing. Thank you.
Yeah. There is shift happening. Like it's like when you feel deep shift in you, but it's also it's connected, like it's all connected, right? And I think maybe that's why part of the meditation tonight kept, as I was preparing it, it kept coming back to like core of the earth and stratosphere, core star, body, and aura. I almost never mix both, and but it was about feeling them together because there is things are amping up. There's energies that are changing and shifting, and it's very interesting to witness them deep inside of ourselves. Because it's all one thing, like you know, like we're individuated, but we're also a collective organism. So it's like trippy to hold both at the same time. But it
Yeah.
is, we are both.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so anyways, very nourishing and yeah, I mean, there seems to be more work on my left side. Kind of like behind, somewhere in between behind and on the side and stuff. So I'm just, you know, it feels good. I'm just going with that.
Yeah.
Not sure
It's
if
like
we're going
the
to get
energy is more
a
and more.
word out of Sleeping Beauty, but
Oh
you
no,
know.
she's all good. She's Sleeping Beauty tonight. It's all good.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, all of you, for sharing.
Yeah, just feeling that energy, right? Feeling it more and more, letting it. Bringing all that loving attention to the places where it needs to flow more. It's such deep work and it's so easy. It's so easy. It's not a battle, you know, like, all right. So no forcing, no battling, just flowing. Right. Right. I will do my best to have the recording up by tomorrow afternoon and, see you all in 2 weeks. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for pouring in and creating this.
we're all creating it together. So thank you. Bye.